Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't no love without hate. It ain't no peace without war. It ain't no madness without the sadness. So tell me, where's the love, peace, and happiness?
Jostled in the wounds of evil, my lively technicality went to race based upon reality. See, day and night is still a revolutionary war. Corruption, Franklin Ave, will it rain through your staff? I'm a sign of arrival of a nation with frustration. The cage in the belly of the beast, my staff in prison. A daily penitentiary, witnessing tragedy, snakes and days after the murder rate and heartache. Death's thought bodies collide with the sidewalk. The younger trifle, soon we're living like a cycle. Visions of heaven and hell, seen through the eyes of a disciple. My arrival to this planet, I was entitled to. Physically stranded, mentally free now. See the sound I travel, unravel, will you babble? My head is a castle, mine is the king. Swords be the words when I swing, attack you like a guillotine that traps you. Pass through the heavenly atmosphere where I stare at those who fear the truth that interfere with lies. A black nation must rise worldwide like the third eye. I'll be the law breaker, like the death maker, heaven raiser, traitor, eliminator, wicked disintegrator, lyrical earthquaker. Absorb me, shining light is mandatory. I got knowledge of myself, explanatory. Of course we be the sons of man, deeper than quicksand, expand like gases on the masses of our land.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace and Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Do Not Radio. Place where knowledge is born. It's your host. Knowledge is born alive. We're here on Thursday. And y'all know who we got in the building. Can't do this right. You understand what I'm saying? Now letting the family know who we got in the building. Killer CP in the building. It's going down. Killer.
Killer.
Alex, no redial. Just see child, the OG style and how I used to be wild.
Killer, what's going on with you, Jay?
What's up with Tyler? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. It's an honor, man. It's an honor to have who we about to have in the building, who on the line right
what's
now,
wrong?
Man. You understand what I'm saying? We're going all the way back to like 95, 96. You understand what I'm saying? Who had us out here in the grimy weather with the fatigues on. You understand what I'm saying? Killer Army's own. You see what I'm saying? Killer Army's own. Founding member, General Napalm, is in the building. Let me get my bombs together. PR Terrorists in the building. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang Killer B. Enough respect, dude, man, to my brother, man. Warrior Comrade. Divine Power, a.k.a. Don Pacino, is in the building.
Yo.
Yo, yo, what's up?
Peace.
Peace. How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
I'm chilling. It's a killer here. Man, this is an honor and a privilege, man. Like, I feel like a little kid over here.
Yeah, I'm loving the bombs, man. You know what I mean?
Let's keep the bombs. All right, so yo, you got the new project coming out. What's going on with that? What's the name of that?
That's Build and Destroy right there. Yeah, that dropped on 9/11. You know what I mean? I took it back to when we dropped the Killer Army album. We also dropped that on 9/11. That just happened to actually line up with the 9/11 when the towers got hit. We dropped the album. You know what I mean? That was Fear, Love, and War, the last album dropped. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Wow, that's history,
you know what I mean?
Right there.
Yeah, man, you know, just, you know, trying to keep this militant music alive, man, and keep it going, man, for all the soldiers out there and cats that have been rolling since day one, you know what I mean? Keep that authentic, real hip-hop out there from New York, Shaolin Allen, you know what I mean? And that's really it, man. On this particular album, you know what I mean, I gave him that hardcore, and then I gave him some, you know, I dropped some jewels on it, too, you know what I mean? I gave it a balance because, you know, that's what Build and Destroy is a balance. If you build and destroy, you know what I mean? That's the balance right there. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's the balance, like fire and water. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So, yeah, man, that's just, you know, out here working, man, you know, building my company up, you know what I mean, dropping jewels. I got my artist, Buggy the Guard, dropping some joints, about to do some, put a compilation album out right now, so I'm wrapping that up now, you know, with a bunch of various cats. I'm getting heavy on the production right now. I've been producing a lot lately on the last, you know, couple of projects I've been working on, you know. So, you know, that's that, man, just working. It's good with y'all, brothers.
Oh, man, chilling.
We've been riding this wave. This wave has been amazing, you see what I'm saying, and it's been very, very interesting to see all of the intricacy kind of unfold and come back to fruition. You see what I'm saying? Like, everything goes through an ignorant period. So know that there are, you know, folks out here that are so desirous of, you know, the real, that it circles back around.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they went for what was shiny, what was hot, what was trendy, what people was whispering in their ears. But when you want to feel something, it's not the same. You see what I'm saying? That placebo don't do. You know what I'm saying? That placebo don't do. So, you know, when you've been around, it's kind of crazy because, you know, like myself and Killer, we've been around for a while. So to kind of see what we saw from y'all brothers, you see what I'm saying, coming up. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think one of them cats said, this is what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. You see what I'm saying? Like, so this was really what it was. You see what I'm saying? So it's like this was the most relatable experience to our life form. You know what I mean? Like, you know, me, I was in the military. This was
y'all helped us make Through Combat and shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Yeah,
like,
I heard that. I heard that from a lot of brothers that was in the war and shit like that. You know what I mean? They word, man. And that's great. That's dope, man. Like, that's like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I gave that to y'all, you know what I mean? That just make me feel better about shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the gift. That was the gift. You know, we was going through the street wars. You know what I mean? And y'all was out there on combat. You know. So it's kind of like we gave it to each other. You know what I'm saying?
The street wars helped me survive in World War. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
word, that's peace, man. Word. That's crazy, you know.
So
checking out
your history, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this list of solo projects. It's like 16, 17, something like that. As an MC, how are you capable of writing that many songs to begin with? But also, what's driving you? What's keeping you pushing? You like, what, more than 20 years into this? What's keeping you going at this point?
It's the passion for it, you know what I mean? You know, that's my first love. Music's my first love, man. I've been listening to music since a young boy in the house, and my mom's rocking all the oldies and shit like that. I grew up on the doo-wops and the old soul, you know what I mean? Stylistic, Delphonic, Stevie Wonder, you know what I mean? Marvin Gaye, all that, you know? Diana Ross, you know what I mean? I come from all of that. So that was what was playing in the house, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, then we turned around and we chopped it up and sampled it and put it in our music. You feel me? We just revamped it. You know what I'm saying? That's the soul. That's what you hear from the whole Wu Camp and the Killer Army. You know, you hear those samples and you hear that. We grew up on that, and that was the formula we used to create our music. So for me, I mean, I'm just inspired by life right now, man. Like, I keep going. I keep, like I said, music's my passion, man, and I just want to deliver that to the world. And I want to get my message. You know how they say everybody here, you got a purpose. We got a purpose here while we're here. You know, my purpose is to speak volumes through my music. You know what I'm saying? If you could get something and take something, I had dudes that listened to stuff, you know, they were sick. They were ill in the hospital. Dude said, yo, man, I had kidney problems. Yo, man, I was on my show. You know, I didn't know I was going to make it. And, you know, I was listening to your music, man, and it helped me, you know what I mean? Get through that. Like, you know, shit like that. You know what I mean? Or you would just like you were saying, you know, with the, you know, I got you through the combat, to the military, you know what I mean? That music helped you out, that war music. Like, shit like that is touching, man. That shit inspires me to keep doing and keep creating. Because I know even if I touched, you know, a handful of people, man, I did more than the next man next to me that didn't touch nothing. I had the opportunity to touch the globe. Music is universal, you know what I'm saying? People don't even understand English, and they love my shit out in Brazil and in Colombia and, you know what I mean? All over the world, huh? You know what I'm saying? It's universal. The only true universal. You know what I mean? The language. The language is like, you don't even need to speak. You don't even need to, like, they just vibe off the tone, the sonic, like, the sonics of it. You feel me? Like, you don't even need to know what someone's saying. Like, even, put it this way. We go to Africa right now. You know what I mean? When I was in Africa, right, I was in, you know, I ended up taking a little cab somewhere through the hood, right? And the dude was playing music. I didn't know what they were saying, but I was like, oh, this shit's hot though right here.
Yeah.
I was feeling it. That's how they feel our shit. You feel me? That's how they feel our shit. That's what I'm saying, man. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, that's what keeps me going, man. Just the, you know, the love and the passion for it, you know, creating. You know, I love to create. This is the way I vent, and I use my mind, and you know what I mean? I use my wittiness and all that, and I put that through the mic line. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So being the head of Napalm Recordings, like, how much different is that than being the artist? Like, I know you've had the label for, what, 15, 16 years now, but being on the other side of that, what is that like?
I mean, but you know, it's a lot more workload, man. You know, you're not just like, you're not on a label where they hooking up your interviews and they you know, they putting you here to go do this and do radio, you know, whatever, whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? Or video shoots, photo shoots and all that. So now I got to run that. But see, that was all good because I used that. That was like going to school. When I was on a label and I was seeing how they were doing it, that was school for me to know how to turn around and do it for myself now. You know what I mean? You want to be self-contained unit, man. I tell dudes like me, I do it all. I edit videos. I rock the boards. I got the Pro Tools, all that. I run my studio. I record, you know. I don't need nobody to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, I don't got to wait on nobody. You know, I'm a self-contained unit. You know what I'm saying? Well, you get where I'm coming from?
Definitely.
When you
got
to wait on the next man, then it's like, you know, you might be, you know, they might back you up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You might you might miss your deadlines. But when you ain't got to wait on nobody, you can handle it yourself. You're a self-contained unit, then things go fluid. You know what I'm saying? So the difference is, man, is the difference from being a boss and a worker. You know what I mean? I made that transition, like you said, about 16, 17 years ago. Especially the way the music's going right now, man. You know, splitting $1.50 with six dudes or splitting zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Splitting zero. You know what I mean? I ain't splitting nothing. You know what I mean? I sell a CD for $20. Maybe my arrogator that puts it out gets a little 15%. Tops 15% out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do the math, you know? That's going straight to me. I don't have to sell the amount of units that I sold on a major label to make a dollar. You understand what I'm saying? I'm making 19 times that with one sale.
Right.
I'm making 19 times that. You know what I'm saying? So to break even, I can sell 19 times less. Do the math. You feel me? Reverse it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's shit like that, man. But, you know, it was a grind. I'm not saying it's all peaches and cream, but at this point in the game, you got to be, you know, especially of you on the underground circuit, man, you got to be independent. You got to be doing it yourself right now because it don't make no sense to sign with somebody. They're not even giving out record deals no more. Of you not in top 40 right now. You know what I mean? They're not giving out record deals, so it don't matter. You know what I mean? What they're going to do for you. And if you do get a record deal, they're just giving you a distribution deal. And then you still got to do all the marketing and promotion yourself, but then you got these people coming in for half your cake now. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
It don't make sense. Dudes are like, yeah, I'm on Sony. Oh, you got distribution through Sony? Oh, that's cool. Good luck with that. They ain't doing nothing for you that you can't do yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can put your stuff on iTunes and all that. You can do all that yourself. And you don't got to cut them nothing because they ain't doing nothing for you. You know, these are things I learned over the course of my career. You know what I'm saying, bro? I didn't learn this over, you know? This ain't overnight knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know,
so
it
like,
is what it is. But, yeah, nah, it's cool.
As an MC, you know what I'm saying, when we listen to Don Pacino, PR Terrorist from back in the day, and we listen to him now, you see so much growth, not just from the style, but just even the content and the structure. What do you think was the catalyst for that?
That's just studying life again, man. Just like going through, learning, you know, growing up, maturing, you know what I'm saying? Your tongue, your sword gets sharper, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just through the course, yeah, like I said, of life, man. I mean, you know, I'm sure like even in your personal life, man, you know, you find yourself, you're greater. You know, you're aging like wine right now, like, you know, they say you're getting older, but you're getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you get what I mean? Like, that's what happened. You know, just the knowledge, just gaining all of this, you know, in my day-to-day activities, in my work, my business, my family, just trying to be a better man. You know what I mean? That's what's coming out in the music. You know, the growth, the maturity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can take it two different ways. Some cats just sometimes they want that straight. I don't know. What would you say is the difference, man? I'm asking you from a different standpoint. What would you say is the difference? I know you said the growth, but what would you say from the 97 PR Terrorist to now? What would you say as far as music-wise?
Well, one, I think stylistically, you used to spit kind of fast, kind of like some rapid fire, you know, I'm coming at you. And you still spit aggressively now, but it's got more pace to it. It's got a little bit more structure. I don't want to say it's easier to pick up because we grew up listening to you, so it was always easy to pick up. But just even stylistically is different now. Then I think sometimes back in the day, you kind of put everything on the surface. This is what I'm giving you. And now it's like it's a little bit more, I don't want to say more clever, but you know what I'm saying? It's definitely
You got to decode it a little bit more?
Right.
Yeah.
It's stronger than the five minutes to its neck at alcoholic.tech. See, that's what it is right there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That was a dope assessment, brother, not for nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I see it. You know what I'm saying? So that was a dope assessment. Real talk. You know what I mean?
And you ain't have a lot of time, and you had a lot of work to do at the same time. You see what I'm saying? So it's still like, okay, like
yeah.
I'm on this joint, I'm on this joint, I'm on this joint, I'm on this joint. I need to feature such such a feature, feature. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, I'm here, and ain't nobody dogging me. I'm doing everybody in. You understand what I'm saying? So that grit,
yeah.
that grit
yeah.
still come with that kind of competition, but it's still love. You know what I mean? It's love, but,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it ain't really on the microphone. You understand what I'm saying? So it's still like, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Go. I see you back there. You know what I'm saying? You're scratching
yeah.
out your shit, right? Yeah. You're going different now. You see what I'm saying? So yeah.
That's how it was. That's how it was, man. It was mic fights to get those tracks. That's how it was, man. It's like, yo, if you ain't kill it, we know we sit there and everybody, nah, he got to get off there. Nah, you ain't getting on this one. You know what I mean? If
you
ain't come with it, you know
then?
What I mean?
So you right? You did that then. So now you can say, okay. These are the layers. These are the dimensions to me now. It's not one dimension.
Yeah.
You can't just point and put it there. You see what I'm saying? You know what this is. So
yeah.
this is, you know what I'm capable of doing. So now pay attention to what I'm doing. Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm showing
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. It's just,
it's,
yeah. I think I just got to give them more me, you know, as far as the whole solo thing and going on my own and doing my thing with my company. I just really got to give the fans a lot more of me personally, whereas with a group, they're going to get increments of you because you got to let everybody do their thing, you know? Everybody's trying to come across as a group effort. You know what I'm saying? But when you're doing your solo thing, man, you can really let them into your world. You know what I'm saying? It's like when Michael Jackson was with the Jackson 5. You heard him. You know he was killing it. He was a standout. But when he went and did his own thing, you know, he brought you Thriller. It was like, wow, this dude's through the roof.
Right.
Like, you can really see where you could see how seriously passionate he was now. You feel me? Like, this dude was crazy. His talent is through the roof. You know what I mean? I think it's something like that. So, you know, you just get to exercise, you know what I mean, your creativity a little bit more when you do your solo work. You know what I mean?
It's some people, it don't translate well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just keeping it real, some folks, it ain't translate well for them. You know what I mean? Like, a solo project,
yeah.
it's like, all right.
Oh.
All right, that was your funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody came
yeah,
and gave
yeah,
you
yeah.
the last rites
yeah.
on your joint. Like, all right, you know what I mean? But fortunate
well, you know what it's like? It's like, you know, you thought they were swimming when they had the boat, right? And then and then their boat popped. You know, they had one of those air bubble boats. Boom, it popped. And now you got to see if they can swim. You know what I mean? So now it's like,
right.
are you going to drown or you're going to see if they can swim? And that's what
right.
happens. Yeah, now it could be, you know, it's not for everybody, brother. Like, some people were, you know, they did their best work with the groups and all that and all that. It's not for everybody, man. And I did great work with my group. You know, I love all my group shit. You know what I mean? That's just classics
right.
to the, you know, to the death. So I'm not even saying that. Like, but I think that, like, as far as if you want to get to know more of me and you like me as an artist, I think you're going to get more of that on my catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Now, when y'all first came out, your first album blew up. I believe it was like, it peaked at like number 10 on the Billboard
yeah.
charts.
And I'm
sure you were late teens, early 20s. What was it like to have that kind of success with your first like real project?
Yo, man, it was unexpected, brother. Like, we coming from like, you know, banging on lunchroom tables, spitting rhymes, you know what I mean, in junior high school and stuff like that, you know what I mean, to the block rapping and, you know, rapping in the projects or rap, you know what I'm saying? Little block parties and little talent shows
right.
to, you know, coming out and boom, you know, putting it out like, and the world receiving it that way. It's just like, you know, I can't really even, I can't really put it into words, man. It's crazy when the world, you know, that, you know, what's even more crazy when we did our tour and we went out there and we doing like Woo Renegades and stuff and Wake Up and the crowd singing along with it. You be going from
right.
state to state. You know, we go to Philly. We go from Philly. We in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. We go to Atlanta, Florida. Oh, shit, we in Illinois. We over and they knowing our shit, all these different states. You know what I'm saying? And you at a young age, too, so you're a little astonished by this because you're like, wow, man, this music reached all of these people. Like, going out there like that. And they feeling it. And you know how the different states are. They like, you go down, they, you like for DC, they rocking the go-go. You know, when we was out, they was doing
yeah.
the go-go shit. Like, it's different. You know, all these states got different vibes. The South always had their own vibe down there. Whatever the musically they had down there, the shaking that loop shit, all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
you know what I'm saying? They're Too Short and all that. They had all that shit going on. And, you know, the Cali always had their Cali shit. So when you go out there and they was rocking to our shit too, they had some cats out there that loved this New York shit in these different states. I was like, that's dope. That's our soldiers right there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was, it was kind of crazy, man. Like I said, it was definitely like, wow. You know what I mean?
So now you're getting to do, like, more international stuff. You know what I'm saying? What is it like to be overseas and taking something that you crafted yourself? It's not a Wu project. It's Don Pacino doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, around the world.
Man, that's my best satisfaction I got thus far, man, career-wise. To know that you started a company from the ground up, man, and you bust your ass to you know, reestablish yourself, because when you come from a group, you know, sometimes you're stuck in that group stigma and it's hard to pull away and become, you know, your own entity. And I was able to do that. Like, I struggled to do that, but I was able to do that, where people are now, yo, Napalm Terror, they shouting my company out, you know, Napalm Bomb, they getting it now. But this is years of work,
right?
You know? This is years of work put in, you know? It didn't happen overnight,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, nah, it's great, man. It's, like, a great accomplishment for me. It's, like, my best, like I said, that I established my own brand, and I made a name for myself on a solo tip, you know what I'm saying? So I think, yeah. Nah, it's beautiful. The love from all over the world, man, is crazy, man. You know what I mean? Put it this way. I didn't do no international travels with Killer Harmony. We did only the States. We toured we did three national tours with the Klan. You know what I mean? I did all my international stuff with Napalm. And not only I did it, I didn't use no booking agents. I booked things myself. I with promoters directly and club owners directly. I did all my business myself, me. No management, nothing. I managed the whole situation. How about that? So that's when you know, when that's when you can enjoy the success of it and sit back, wow. You know when they say that self-made shit? That self-made shit is real over here. You know what I mean?
That's crazy, because I thought for sure you had been to, you know, Europe and France and Spain,
nah,
and all these other places.
Nah,
you know?
Nah,
wow.
I've been all of those places by myself.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
if I took them, have you seen put it this way, have you seen a Killer Army member with me? I brought them with me. It was my business.
Right.
It wasn't,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah. You know what I mean?
That's
how that goes.
General making executive decisions. That's what's up.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. And that's a fact.
I remember that.
You know what I mean?
Recently, it was just like a big hype about Canada. You know what I'm saying? Not too long ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So, I mean, the show was talking about it and was like, yo, I ain't make this shit. I was like, what? So I was like,
yeah.
All right. What? You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I know the grind is real. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, yeah. He didn't make it due to, you know, I had him coming with me. He was good. Everything was good for him. Problem was, Canada's very strict about those felonies, those Fs. He came with me.
Yeah.
He was on his way. He had to get turned back around. They turned him around.
Damn.
But I also told them, dress like you're going to court. But you know what? This is just an inside joke. He said, yo, he had some with the beige, like slacks, like the chinos, the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The beige joints,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the dressy shits. So he thought, because he had the dressy beige color, that the cargoes, the militant baggy ass, he had like a size 50 on, you know, and cargoes beige, and he thought that was, and he had a button down like flannel shirt, like a cowboy button down, and it was baggy as fuck too, and he's on it, and he thought he was gonna say, yo, bro, how you dress like that? When I told you, I gave everybody, I try to be so thorough in my approach, you feel me? I'm like, yo, bro, dress like you going to court. Oh, now I know how to do that. You know, I know how to do. And that's how he comes. And they seen him with the beard. They seen him with the beard. They seen him with this baggy ass shit. And you know how it is, Canada. You know, I don't even know, man. To
yeah,
be
yeah,
honest with you, with the population of originals out there. To be honest with you, but it wasn't
right.
None on the fucking on our journey with us when we was there. It was just, you know, it was like
right.
You feel me? Yeah. So you know, yeah, he got turned around, brother. They checked the passport. Boop 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 doop doop, and he got turned around. You know what I mean? That's that. But yeah, he was supposed to be there. But yeah, that was that Canada tour. I hooked that up too. You know what I mean?
Making moves over here. All right. So you mentioned your man Bugsy the God. What's
yeah,
he's got something coming up? You got something new coming up? What's happening with
that? Yeah, well, he just dropped his joint, I believe. Was it early this year? It might have been early this year or late last year. One Nation Under God. Crazy, incredible work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might have dropped it in January. Yeah, incredible work, man. One Nation Under God. That's his third solo joint. His third release. Crazy, man. Crazy work. He's gotten a lot of love, man. You know what I mean? Dope artist, dope lyrics, man. He's really bringing it, man. I pretty much put him through the Napalm Academy. You know what I mean? That's you know what I mean?
All right.
That's my guy right there. I put him through the training, man. He watched very closely to my moves and how I was doing and the deliveries and then I gave him to the world, man. And they loving him right now. So shout out to Bugsy the God. Word up.
For sure, for sure. Looking forward to seeing something new coming. Because I know y'all keep it moving over
there. Yeah, he's working
there.
On something. He's got another treat. He's got another treat coming. He's working, you know what I mean?
All right, so let me ask about this podcast. You understand what I'm saying? I seen the podcast, man. I was like, Don Pacino got the podcast. I was bugging out a couple of days ago. I seen Killer Priest got the podcast popping. I'm like, yo, what's going on right now? You understand what I'm saying? I was like, you know Killer. I'm like, Killer is talking on the interview? Like, wait. No, it's his podcast. I said, wait a minute. I was throwing him a loop. Like, yo, this is crazy.
To be honest with you, I just seen that. That shit came up on my radar probably like a week ago. I said, Killer Priest podcast. I just seen that. Yeah. That's funny, though. I didn't get a chance to check it out or nothing, but I seen that he has one and shit. What does he call it? What was the name of it? You remember?
What did he call it? Nah, it was just like Killer Priest podcast. Like, I think the first one he had, like, Hip Hop Chakras or something like that. He had a sister on it. It was building on some stuff about some chakras. Like, I think that's actually, like, episode 2, but I think it's, like, officially episode 1 because the first one, it was just him bouncing ideas off, you know. And I just was bugged out because Killer don't do a lot of interviews and he don't do a lot of talking. Like, him and Master Killer, from what I've seen, like, nah. Like, they vibe with you, but as far as, like, getting a whole dose, so I'm like, you going to carry a whole podcast? I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
It's a whole different world, brother. Now, but yeah, as far as me, man, yeah, I just, you know, with it, me and my bro Justice, we be, you know, we'd be having these the way it came about, we'd be having these, we'd be building on the phone for like an hour or two, just, you know, talking about everything, hip-hop, life, and all this. I mean, crazy wild debates, you know what I mean? Real mental, high-tech, you know what I mean, mental shit. Real, like, yo, you know, and it's deep and it's dope because it's two different sides of it. And he's like, yo, man, we got to put this down on something. So, I said, you know what, let's come with it, you know, Napalm Real Talk. Let's just give him what, you know? And so we just did it, man. It's past due, man. I've been getting bugged about actually coming with the next episode. But this is the gift and the curse that we were talking about earlier. When you're wearing these kind of hats that I'm wearing and you know, you're shooting the videos, directing, you're recording these albums, you're mixing, you're doing all of this, you know what I'm saying? You're running a company, you're doing quality control, you feel me? All of that. You can't split your body in five, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it all at the same time. You know
right.
what I mean? I got help. I got a team, but I'm the guy who got a podcast. I got to be the one talking. I'm the guy that's doing the show. Like, I can't be in the booth doing that at the same time. I can't be creating some production for the new project. I can't. It's just too much, man. So it's like one thing at a time. We're going to get back around to it, though. But you know what I mean? Yeah, So that's the reason why that came about, man, the whole podcast shit. You know?
I loved it, and it was like, okay, we had got too much at the same time too. It's like, all right, maybe we'll see what's up with Peace Son. Oh no, now here we got Knife Prince. Oh, by the way, they're doing giving us behind the scenes of the video. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. I'm like, how you gonna keep it going? You know what I mean? I'm like, how you gonna keep it going? You see what I'm saying? Because it was just too many variables there at the same time. I mean, we loved them all, but I'm like, damn, like, who could digest all this at one time? You see what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I mean? So it was really bugged for me. I was really celebrating in the background just watching, like, damn, like, look at look at how far you can take what we do. Like, we've been on the air 4 years. We got, like, Saturday, we got 1,000 episodes. You understand what I'm saying? So we've been grinding over
here. You got 1,000 episodes?
Yes. Come Saturday.
All right, 4 years. That's not bad. What the hell is that average? What are you doing? 250 a year? You're doing 250 a year? You're doing 250 episodes a year ago?
Where's Bob?
God damn.
Like, so,
that's crazy.
So,
but hold on. You know what it is about? They got to be, are they all good episodes? Or you think you could have did away with 500 of them? Like, that's what you got to ask yourself. That's what I'm trying to do right now, the quality control. Whereas I was giving you an hour of an episode,
right.
I'm trying to edit my episodes now. I'm going to give them 25 minutes of episodes. They don't need all of that right now.
That's real. That's real. I mean, you got to do it. Like, it hurts to do it, but we got to do it. You know what I mean? I think,
you
got to
do it.
For what we did, and from that grind that we did, I believe we could do away with like 100, and that's just music shows.
See?
You see what I'm saying? If we X those out, it would just be hardcore supreme content. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that those 100 episodes, that's music. Those was a time where I just wanted to jam, just wanted to vibe. You see what I'm saying?
You needed those. So in all actuality, you really shouldn't have did away with those, because you need to have that. You have to have that balance, dog. You got to have both.
Right.
You got to have the vibe. Well, so let me ask you a question. The radio, this is what? This is online radio right now?
Yeah, this is online radio.
Okay. Because, yeah, I know they got the college shit. I'll be getting crossed up. I'm doing a couple of interviews. I've been doing press right now for the new album.
Right.
Dudes got the college radios, and then they got the, you know what I mean? You got the internet radio.
Right.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
But how's the reach? You got some decent reach?
Yeah, we're a global platform, you know, so they hear you everywhere.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? They hear you everywhere. And this is what that consistency, because I see one of the newer joints, consistency is key. So being that staple, you know, around the place, there wasn't like it was faddish, because it could have came and went just like everything else. You see what I'm saying? So remaining consistent, you know. Even sometimes it feel like to my detriment, but still, you see what I'm saying? Like, all of these conversations.
Well, you got a passion for it. The number one thing is if you enjoy what you're doing. Are you enjoying what you're doing? You're passionate about it, and that's all that matters.
Well, so
you know,
y'all still at it
4 years, right?
Still at it 4 years. Unless you're doing something right out here.
That's dope, man. That's positive, man. You know, keep pushing, keep doing it, man. You got my support. You know, the brother reached out. I'm here, man. You know what I mean? Let's do it.
Right.
That's what's up.
You know, that's what matters, man. You know what I mean? Because we got to support each other's platforms. You know what I mean? That's
right.
How it works.
Right.
Straight like that.
All right. So, the single from Build and Destroy, Punch from Mike Tyson. The title is
Punch from Tyson, yeah.
Punch from Tyson. My bad. Are you planning on dropping another video? Are we gonna get one of those?
Yeah, I got another one. It's gonna be a little different of a vibe, but this next one's incredible, man. This next one's huge, man. Shit's called Jealous of My Reign. You know what I mean?
<That's>
this shit's crazy.
It's dope, man.
It's coming real soon. Yeah, I had to give him that one first, man. That one was gorilla. I had to give him that warfare. You know what I mean? I just had to come in. It was just needed, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta let him know.
Shout out to Bronze Nags on the beat. Yeah, shout out to Bronze, man, for the production, man. You know what I mean?
So speaking of production, who all do you have on this project?
Oh, let's see. Damn, you gonna make, you know, you know the amount of music I'm making, brother? You know, have me say, put it this way. I produce 9 joints on the album. I produce 9 joints on the album.
Yourself?
Bronze got
one.
Sure. Yeah, myself. Yeah. You know? I got 9 joints on there. Yeah, man, y'all gonna hear that. You're gonna hear that Mr. Terra sound a whole lot. I got the compilation coming out, Dark Planet, next month. I produced the whole thing. It's a, you know, 7-song project, man, with various artists. You know, I got on there. Shout out to Joe Paul. Shout out to Recognize Ali. Of course, I got Bugsy the God on there. I got a couple of different cats on there, you know, rhyming over my production, man. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So I'm giving the world that. That's why I've been in there cooking up, man. I've been behind the beat machine. You know what I mean?
So as far as the production side, how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been doing production. I like to say, man, I don't know. I like to go back and say close to like 13 years or something for it. I don't know what album I started getting to production, but if you go back into my catalog, it wasn't the first two albums. It wasn't Terror Is Him, and it wasn't Unreleased. I think I might have started dropping maybe like 2005, 2006. Maybe you might have hit one joint here on a joint there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like one beat. I'll produce one or two on the joint, you know? And then I just, you know, the Terror Band album with me and Bugsy the God, I produced the whole thing pretty much. I produced 10 joints on there. Fourth Disciple got one. Bronze got one, Dash Shamash got one, and I let Bugsy get one, but I produced 10 of them. There's 14 tracks on there I produced. So I've been getting into, you see, producing big bulks now lately. The next three projects, like, so my solo joint's going to have 9 joints from me. The Terror Band had 10 joints from me, and then the compilation coming, the Mr. Terror joint, got 7 joints from me, all completely produced by me. So a lot of production going on, you know what I mean, right now.
That's what's up. You are honestly
doing everything. Yeah, man, I'm working like a beast. I got both my feet in this shit. You know what I mean? I'm not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
I believe
that's only
shit, man. Yeah, you gotta. You know, you're gonna do it. You gotta do it right, man. That's like an old. You know, your grandfather might have taught you that. You know, you're gonna do it right, Sonny. You know, you're gonna do it right. You know what I mean? Like.
Right.
Like that kind, you know, but yeah, that's what it is, man. So the new album, yeah. So I got Bronze on there. Shout out to my dude Slide Beats. He produced about 4 joints on there. He's like the other producer that's aside from me on the new album. That got some, you know, a couple of joints, and he, you know, dope ass producer, man, on the come up. Slide Beats, his, you know, beautiful work, real dope production. You know what I mean? So check him out too.
Yo, and tell everybody where they can find it at.
DonPacino.bandcamp.com, NapalmMusic.bandcamp.com, and definitely check out the YouTube channel Napalm Dom. Subscribe to that. You get all the videos. You get the talk show Napalm Real Talk on there. You catch everything on Napalm Dom at YouTube. And then of course, if you want some of my back catalog and use the iTunes kind of guys and stuff like that, I got about 12 projects on iTunes. You know, Tidal. All of that, you know, you could catch me on there, or you could just plug me into your Pandora station and put Don Pacino channel on your Pandora. I got the channel, Don Pacino channel on there, on Pandora. So wherever you want to catch me, man, I'm available everywhere.
Go get it everywhere. Don Pacino everywhere, doing everything. Yo, when you run into the younger MCs, especially looking at the mm-hmm. current state of hip-hop right now, which to me is trash, but... When you come across some of those, there's still some young ones just got it. They got it. What kind of advice do you give them?
I just drop a jewel that, you know, I'm on the independent shit. So I tell them first and foremost, do it yourself. You feel me?
Right.
You know, be a self-contained unit. That's what I was telling you earlier. You know, do everything yourself, man, so you don't need for nothing. You know what I mean? Nobody can slow your, nobody can slow your roll. You know what I mean? So that's number one. And just, you know, just be you, man. Don't try to switch with the times, because people like consistency, and they like a certain sound. If they like you, if you drop something and you caught success from it, always cater to that fan base, because that's your core. That's what's considered the core fan base. Those are the people who are your day ones. You know what I mean? So you always got to give them something in your music. You can't go... You know, you can't flow with the wind. Like, they got the trap out, and the next, you know, next week they got the slow shit. Everyone's rapping extra slow. Now you're a slow spitter, and you know, you just gotta, if you want to dabble with something, dabble with it. Be a well-rounded artist, but keep to your, always give your core fan base what they want. That's my jewel for the young boys that's coming up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. They need
you
that.
You know,
especially
stay
now.
Stay true to your artistry.
That.
You got to stay true to your artistry, man. You know what I mean? If I want that certain sound that only – you got those certain sounds that only that artist could provide, you know? So you're going to go there. But if they ain't even making the sound that they used to make, where you going to get it at now? You're going to get the bootleg version of the dude who's trying to be like everybody, that, you know, the same what I'm telling them not to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which, since we're talking about that, there's a lot of that going on right now. There's a lot of people out there sounding like other people, and people, they're getting the accolades for it, and they overlooking mm-hmm. the originators. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's happening all day, right now.
All day, every day. Absolutely.
You know?
So we know you're wearing a million hats right now. But can you say this is like the most enjoyable period of your career?
Nah, I can't say that, man. This is a real work period, man. I like to, you know, who I always like to say. I say I'm trying to do my Tupac numbers. You know what I mean? Because you gotta look at the body of work that Tupac put out before he went mm-hmm. and returned to the essence. So evidently, I mean, I'm outliving him. I outlived him already. You know what I'm saying? But the amount of work he put in. For that small amount of time, you know how many albums he that, you know how many songs that dude put out. So I'm trying to do that while I'm just trying to put. I'm putting all this work in, so when I sit back and I retire, the kids are good. You know, the catalog's good. You know, we gonna make forever. You know, and I'm trying to make forever music. I'm trying to make music that you could. It's not just time capsule shit. It's shit that you could listen to this shit now. It's not just for that era. It's not just for the '90s. It's for you know. 20 and better, you know? It goes all the way.
And that's what's important, making something that can last, not just for the moment, not that hit for the moment, but something that can last that span of time. That's what's up.
That's what it is, man. You know, something that gives somebody chills, man. When's the last time you heard a CD or a song that gave you chills, bro? You know what I'm talking about. Them goosebumps, man. You look like, you know?
Ooh, been so
you in the joint and you're like, ooh. Damn,
right.
You put that shit face on, you look at your man, he's in the passenger seat, y'all banging it in the car, you're like, woo, he's like, woo, you see his fucking face, he's like curled up too. Yeah, that's you know, when's the last time you got one of those, bro? You know what I mean? That's needed right now. I think I'm gonna provide that on this Build and Destroy though, man. I'm gonna curl the faces up, man, give them goosebumps, man. The content
that's
is through the roof. Word up, man. Trying to keep that real hip hop alive, bro. It's a struggle, man, when there's a lot of pollution out there. It's a struggle like a motherfucker, but you know, as long as I got real soldiers that's in tune, like, you know how this, you know, the assessment you just gave of how you seen my growth and all that, I know you listening. You know what I'm saying? As long as dudes are listening, like yous, then it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I mean? What?
That's what it is. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You know what I'm saying? I know we agreed to like an hour time span. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to have any acknowledgments, any shout-outs, again, anything you want to plug, anything you want people to be on the lookout for, you know what I'm saying?
Got that floor. Yeah, I just want everybody to go and support some good music I'm doing over here, man. Napalm Recordings, you know, DonPacino.bandcamp.com again. napalmmusic.bandcamp.com. Put Don Pacino in your iTunes search. 12 albums will come up on there. Pandora Station, Don Pacino. Check out Bugsy the God. You can find him on Napalm Music also. And anything we're doing over here, man, check it out. And definitely go subscribe to the channel, Napalm Dom YouTube. Subscribe to that and just see what I'm going on. Check the new video out. Like it, share it, you know. Blast the music. All DJs worldwide, go grab the music, whatever you get from me, and play it on any of your radio stations, rock it all day, and put it in full rotation, man. And just peace and love, man, everybody. Peace and love to you guys, man, for having me, man. I appreciate it. And that's pretty much it, man. Shout out to Bugsy the God, the whole team, Napalm, my brother Justicio, Just, peace, Just, and, you know, the whole Napalm family. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I got one more question, though. Like, when my album coming out, though, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't rapped in, like, about 5-6 years, but when my album coming out, you know what I'm saying, on Napalm? I'm fucking with you, guys. I'm fucking with you.
When I hear that fire, bro, Napalm got, you know, got to be fire. You know what I mean? But, man, y'all brothers is mad peace, man. You know, like I said, thanks for having me, man. And, you know, next round, when next project comes out, man, I'll be back on. Just holler at me. You feel me?
For sure.
Most definitely.
All right.
So, you know, you can since you're doing all the editing and stuff, you know what I mean? You can chop this up, keep this, do whatever you need to do as a marketing tool to help push and propel your music, too. You know what I'm saying? So
that's it. You, yeah. That's pretty much what's getting done, yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I sent you the link that I sent you. You could download it. You could chop it up. You could re-upload it, put it on YouTube, wherever you need to put it at, you know what I'm saying, to kind of solidify this interview, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So from us to you, you know, you could use it however you see fit.
No doubt. I appreciate that. When is it up immediately? Is this going live to a feed, or are y'all going to post it? You know, how's that work?
It's up immediately. So that link that I gave you, you can
mm-hmm.
Click on it. You can download it. You can re-upload it. You know,
you sent me the link. You sent me the link already? Or I thought you just sent me the math.
Yeah.
You sent me the link too? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sent it to you. I resend it to you.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just for expression.
Oh, okay, yeah. For sure. I'll send that over on the social media to get that popping.
Right.
You know what I mean? Again, thanks for having me, brother, man. Killer, Knowledge Born, peace, man. Peace and love.
Right, peace.
Thanks for your time, man.
No doubt, bro. Anytime, all right? Y'all be good. Salute.
Peace. Yeah.
Another killer classic. You know what I'm saying? So
I was going with the Kinect over here.
Hey, man. Nah, it works, man. Nah, it don't.
Like, you in the streets over here. Knowledge the Kinect. What's happening? Okay.
Hey, man. You know, you build right relationships, man. You know, these things, they manifest righteously. You know what I'm saying? So I was glad that he knows your name. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know your name over here. That was the intention. You know what I mean?
Yo, man, it's always good to be in on these situations, and I appreciate you having me around for this shit, because you really don't have to do that, man. Like,
I did
feel like a little kid around this bitch, like, oh, this is one of my legends, my nigga.
All right, man. So, I mean, it's just more than make it. You know what I mean? It's more than make it. This is who can make it. You know what I mean? So it's not who's in waiting. There's other people in waiting. It's just dates and time. So, you know, Prodigal Son, you know what I mean? He's in waiting. Ollie Vegas, he's in waiting. You know, Kinetic Nine, he's in waiting. You see what I'm saying? So these are just people working with their schedule. Solomon Childs, he's in waiting. You know what I mean? So you just got to wait and see, you know, when, you know, it's good. So it's always like, let's set a date. And then, you know, 6 months go by, and then, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, yo, shit, my bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's really working around people's schedules, and when these opportunities present themselves, like, you know what I'm saying, like Don Pacino, boom, let's go, boom, let's go. You see what I'm saying? So it was like, it was supposed to be the last week, Thursday. I'm like, wait, I got a show on. You know what I mean? So we had to, I'm like, can we scale back? Because I was about to be like, I'm canceling this show for this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, nah. Let me get it together. You see what I'm saying? Because you want to provide the proper media in regards to, you know, how you represent. Because that helps you in the future. You know what I'm saying? There's never such thing as something media-wise that gets old. You know what I mean? They're torn off of something that came out in 93. You see what I'm saying? Something that came out in 93,
right.
They're torn right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, 93, 94 time frame. So it never gets old. You see what I'm saying? So just like that, they got the Hulu series and all that. Everything is W. The W is dubbed out right now. People weren't even born that are watching that now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're going to Wu-Tang concerts all over the planet, and they wouldn't have been born when Wu-Tang came out. You know what I'm saying? So.
For sure. For sure.
Time,
but, hey, you the 1,000 episode man around here. What's up with that?
It's about to be crazy. It's about to be crazy.
What's up with that?
Crazy.
Milestones.
you know, I say that for Saturday. We still got tomorrow. You know, we got Cannabis vs. DMX tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Cannabis vs. DMX tomorrow, man. It took everything in my soul not to align with Cannabis because I wanted to see what Cannabis you was coming with. So, you know, I still, you know, got to go through my DMX crates and find something that's not popular. You know how hard that is for DMX?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I got to go through everything and see, because damn near everything was a single for the first two or three albums. So.
Yeah, because it killed me. You was like, yo, you got Cannabis. Like, what? How did, what?
Right. And I'm still trying to get
my
Cannabis interview.
Wrong?
Yeah. And I'm still trying to get a Cannabis interview. I'm just waiting to hear back from those people. So, you know, you'll be here if that Cannabis interview comes to fruition. You know what I mean? So.
That's what's up.
That's it. Yeah. So that's tomorrow, 7. We got the Killer Season special right here. You know what I'm saying? We got today. We got tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to come through on Saturday. And we got Woo Sunday.
Okay. Woo Sunday.
Right. Right, man. You got a killer 4 day. You know what I'm saying? Got a killer 4 day.
Hey, I'm with it. Whenever, I'm with it.
Right.
Like I said, I love being over here, man. It's always a good time and shit. Always.
Same thing. It's about to be crazy. So we'll play a couple of these joints, man, and get up out of here. See what Jobstown got going on over in his joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. My sin is my sin.
You know, his heart got hurt when he seen our time.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? So.
Even though you said the time last week, he just now noticed what time
it was.
It is what it is.
You know, normally my joint is on 9. You see what I'm saying? 9, thinking out loud joint. You see what I'm saying? It's 9 o'clock. But, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Pacino come through at 7. What you got to do? You got to be flexible. You know what I'm saying? Probably wouldn't have got it at 9. You know what I mean? So.
Right. You got to do what you got to do.
So, yeah. Let's play a couple of these joints, man, and then we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to
all right.
All right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
There is shit.
Too much bullshit in this rap game right now. I'ma stay coming with that real shit, though.
Get him, God.
Consistency is key. Come through with Don P. Staying King D that you knew in 9-3. Divine with the aura, they could never defeat me. Deceive me, get annihilated completely. Discreetly, my ninja stance meditated in teepees. They king me, cause I'm the epitome of uniquely. I stay down like hoes on their knees, doing me greasy. See my enemies, they running faster than Malik B. Combined with the guard that reigns the hardest, regardless, staying true to our cause. Solid as where we started. This is for my soldiers, rest in peace to the departed. Solid as a rock like Pacino, unique as target. The way I paint crimson is something just like an artist. Roll them up in carpets, dispose of them near the fish market. It's that real hip hop where you speak it just how you saw it. Never selling out to the devil, remain flawless.
I seen too many niggas fall off.
Word up.
Selling they souls. Not realizing what the shit's really about. PR terrorists.
What's up, brother?
Tell them, God. Let them know what it is.
Once again,
ayo, they mentioned me, the kid got potential. Exponentially, my chemistry with microphones kept me out penitentiary. Spit that pain from my heart, my people endured for centuries. But now it's my time, blind a nigga with my shine. Ain't no half-stepping like Kane in 89. My mind is a weapon more dangerous than a 9. Is that power rule nigga with the illest design. Peace to the gods, the number 7 divine. Watch your mouth before I wash the shit out for turpentine. Ayo, I dance on these niggas, took a glance at these niggas. Knew they ain't really want it with this ill Spanish nigga. My lyrics to the bullets and my tongue be the trigger. More vigor than the old nigga popping Viagra. Doing magic on the track like an abracadabra. Don't make me pull out my Rambo knife, nigga, and stab ya.
I'm gonna be up next time. Fucking dumb. Wait, 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 wait. Are you recognizing what you talk to me, okay? I told you a long time ago, you fucking little monkey, not to fuck me.
Hey, who the fuck do you think you're talking to, huh? You little fucker. Who the fuck do you think I am? You fucking dumb.
Ayo, from Sydney to Shaolin, we represent empowerment. Do it for yourself, young nigga, and never doubt it. Be alert as snakes trying to slither like some cowards. Focus on your drive, the Hollywood shit get you clouded. My birth on this earth was necessity, God blessing me. Testing me for reasons only known to the entities. With no school, I write classics. Shit is heavenly, until the death of me, I stay righteous. I'm celestially uplifted. When I get vexed, the earth shifted. Supremely gifted, that's offset for being afflicted. Fuck restrictions, King D, I break resistance. Stay consistent on a mountaintop in the distance. Paint a picture so vivid you felt you lived it. Exquisite composition to better my chest position. Fuck a bitch, nigga, that isn't to get you twisted. There's more to this shit than getting riches, you bitches.
Be a man of your word. Your word ain't shit, you ain't shit. Find your purpose. That shit's encrypted. King D, PR Terrorist. 11 up!
Welcome to the Terror Dome. Terror Dome. Terror Dome. Terror shit. Your advocate. Fuck you to God, nigga. Nothing but warriors. Yo. Titans and warriors fighting for glory. That's gory. Terror band, clan, expand. Now that's end of the story. You niggas bore me. You got nothing for me. Got a fat black mag nigga to back you off me. Teen napalm get cream like Mr. Softy. More than you seen in your dreams, we stay frosty. Track maniac, zodiac, brainiac, drinking cognac in the Terror Dome, counting them racks. Me and my Cody smoking that OG, got swords like Shinobi and shooting like Kobe. Ever hear us on a track, we attack like Adobe. You should listen to us loud as stereo via Sony. So, cooperator, I'm forced to operate, decapitate any snake that is destined to meet its fate. Wait, we'll climb your gate and your fire escape. Freeze with the ease of a primate. Yo, this barbarian, cut him like a cesarean. Bury them in Siberia, battle me, yeah, I'm daring them. This barbarian, cut him like a cesarean. Bury them in Siberia, battle me, yeah, I'm daring them. Yo, I disassemble any nigga that I worship, assemble, resemble a devil, get killed by this rebel. Slap, attacking the bass and facing the treble. Adapt, you get in my way, get hit with a shovel. Hey, yo, listen, baby, Paul, yeah, these bars on another level. Hotter than a tea kettle, nigga, you see metal. Put one between your eyes, yeah, that's when the beef settle. Yo, I do this shit for a living. Bang out 64 tracks straight, nigga, in one sitting. The true one living, 100% is always given. Never come up short in this blood sport, I'm killing. The time will make them vacate from the rap game. Militant hip-hop forever, my nigga, get the strap, man. I'm in it to win it, moving forward, no looking back, man. Man, terrorists are so ferocious, spitting darts that I have niggas suffer from psychosis. Yo, this barbarian, cut them like a cesarean. Bury them in Siberia, battle me, yeah, I'm daring them. This barbarian, cut them like a cesarean. Bury them in Siberia, battle me, yeah, I'm daring them. Battle me, yeah, I'm daring them. The Terror Dome.
I'm over here. I'm on the block, man. I told you we're trying to be here. Y'all late, man. What's going on?
We gotta get this motherfucker, man. We gotta get this motherfucker, man. Can't be no more slipper.
Look, I told you to be on time, man. I got everything needed. You already know everything that's needed. I got that.
Look, Captain said, if we don't bring this guy in this time, he's gonna have our ass. I'm not going back to the warehouse. He's gotten off twice already. It can't be a third. That's it. We gotta get this motherfucker.
I know we gotta get this motherfucker. I don't want these motherfuckers living.
If I'm correct, son. 7 o'clock.
Look at this motherfucker with his gold teeth and
this,
new
man.
Clothes. He's getting
fucking
money out
emeralds
here.
Emeralds on him, man.
Look at him. Who the fuck does he think he is?
Yo, come by yourself.
Listen,
you
killer army,
man.
Killer what?
Sons, man,
I don't give a
bullshit.
Fuck. They're going down.
They're going
today.
Down.
It's over.
It's not much to go on, but it's all the investigators have. am I going to pound like a heavenly kid? Or am I going to hell for all the things that I did? Like robbing dudes on the streets as a kid, plus cutting niggas while completing my bid on Rikers Island C76. It was wild then, summer of 96, just a child of infallibility. Almost took a life before I hit 18. I confess I've been blessed to even hit the scene. Paid lawyers make good deals. The record was sealed. He's a talented kid with a future, Your Honor. But keep it real or he'll shoot you and you might be a goner. It's a catch 22, just watch what he do. Not even a year later, I was signed to the Woo. Putting work in, hitting the streets, ripping mics in every hole in the wall that I see. I'm focused like the lens on a cannon. My respect was demanded and given, not handed. Stamp that N on your neck, you've been branded with an uncanny flow from a lyrical pro that's outstanding. Commando, golf all the shit like Marlon Brando. With a chunky stick in my hand with a nice handle. Blow your fucking brains out your head just like a candle.
They mutilate. It's a Puerto Rican kid. A Puerto Rican kid. Because that's all he was. When they get to your house, it sort of react a little bit different. We knew we had a war in our hands.
Here's a verse for all the crooks. Getting paper off the books. Up in the PJs, dodging the D's and the heat spray, living reckless. Holding guns bigger than Texas. In the stash box of my Lexus. With not enough ice in my necklace. And we fight with police when they're trying to arrest us. This is street money, nigga. We don't deal with recession. Only the counts get lower. And the fiends be stressing. Other than that, it is non-effective. Take a look at life through this kid's perspective. I've been near the net. It's a little reflective. But I learned my lesson now. The kid is a little selective. So put a hole in your face if you're disrespected. I'd do it one more time if you're resurrected. You would think I'm magnetized because of all my connections that are spread across the Andes, broken down into sections.
I broke free from the chains they placed on me in matrimony. We wrote the category, love and freedom mandatory. It's statutory that I stand for the truth and glory. Form the solution, the magic out the laboratory. Abbot from the court, escorted from the purgatory. For revealing the fouls, exposing dirty adversaries. Facing the topic, clear through the optics. The speed on my steps, ways and acts is microscopic. See the vision is clear, the devil was here. Living through a system of fear, I quote it sincere, severe. Situations on the map all across the nation. War and devastation, separation, aggravation. I do the opposite, elevation and meditation. Solid preparation, golden heart and dedication. I know the rule of evil, process of elimination. The first rule on the list, world discrimination.
We live innocent, running from the guilty.
Of circumstance.
We gotta protect ourselves, man, with love, man.
Witnesses work with a police artist to develop sketches of the suspect. This group was clearly becoming more dangerous, and the FBI intensifies their efforts. The FBI distributes the sketch all over New York. But investigators can't find anyone who matches the description, and the terror continues.
I don't fit in society, and I am incompetent. I'm definitely incompetent. I say that. There's nothing wrong with being incompetent because you don't have to do as much. if you're competent, then you got a lot to do. See? But there's another aspect of it too. I've learned to reflect.
Yeah.
I just reflect back. I know I don't know. I know I'm stupid. I admit I'm a petty whatever. I've never been a success at anything. I even got to the point where I didn't want to be a success in anything. What would being a success,
yo,
what does that mean?
I reflect like the moonlight at night on dark water. Take full responsibility for the MCs I slaughtered. All those killings I ordered, I show no remorse. See, you gotta pay the course if you wanna be the boss. That shoddy wasn't endorsed and gloves wasn't cheap. He was acting like he woke, but I caught him in his sleep with a shovel, dug a hole about 6 feet deep. That's what happens when they act like wolves, but they really sheep. I'm the reason why a little Bo Peep can't find her sheep.
He never heard you express remorse. Have you never felt it?
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out?
America made me the animal I am. 5 years vegetarian, turned cannibal again. Bloodthirsty Satan cursed me, wanna meet the worst me. Addicted to the root of evil since I made my first G. Tax free, don't ask me why they try to jack me. Attack me, they made the wrong move. Yeah, exactly. Who the kid that be bodying niggas for a flat fee? That time a hooker talk, they be thinking that I'm Apache. Trigger finger scratchy, black mask so they can identify or catch me. At last, the terrorist is back cause they axed me that fast. I told Don P he gonna sit this one out. Go catch a tax, yo. Lyrics are crafty. Feel the rap when I blast. Can't be nasty. This new wave of slave shit be trash. No getting past me. You gon' have to pull out and blast. Don't even ask, cause that's today's math, G. Reflection. Knowledge is infinite. Once you stop learning, you stop growing. Once you stop growing, there's no need to exist.
Terrorist shit.
Team Napalm for life.
Fuck, 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 come on. Yo. I'm like a punch from Tyson, a rush from a bison. I tongue kiss thunder and piss out lightning. I'm slicing and dicing, take your head off of Titan. This shit I'm writing, reciting, man, this shit so exciting. Millionaire dreams with billionaire potential. That Rolls Royce is calling while I'm riding in my rental. Gave up the 9 to 5 with the benefits and death too. Gave my heart to the music, cause this shit's monumental. I'm one part human, two part monster. Get your calculators ready for all the niggas I conquered. I did it my way and I did it without a sponsor. It's like a foreign bacteria when I entered the genre. They couldn't determine how I infected them. They should've paid for my service, I would've protected them. I could've helped these hammer niggas out, but they let greed get the best of them. Now they're dope food. Being greedy cocksuckers is what I expect from them. So I lay them on the guillotines over their neck for fun. Yeah. So you could give me the check and see the gun, but with all due respect, it's gonna be either one. And I show no remorse, never have, never will. And I live by the code, one shot, one kill. They wanna subpoena the hyena that digest bone from New York to Pasadena. Yeah, and everything in between her. A predicate felon that never seen a misdemeanor. I got a hot Latin chick, I put my tongue on her vagina. She baptized me when she squirt, word to Mother Teresa. Then I bend over Greaser, stick my cock in a keister. Have a plan with a rabbit like we celebrating Easter. Now pass me a Sylvester, where's the barista? Doc, come on her face, then it's hasta la vista. Baby, terrorists is so crazy. Straight a rap world and I'm ghost like Patrick Swayze. Nothing can amaze me, never been fazed by a mundane nigga claiming and thug rockin' paisley. Sweeter than a flower, nicknamed Daisy. Great white hype, you remind me of Slim Shady. No disrespect to the Elvis Presley of rap, but this shit here's for the militant bullfat. About to take the game over, no ifs, ands, or maybes. More vicious than a pit bull that been stricken by rabies. Foaming from the mouth, eyes bloodshot red. You thought you was the shit, huh? Now that hot shot dead. Not a wise move, fuckin' with that guy's move. Shake up like an earthquake, spinning like a typhoon. Yeah. Yo, I'm back on the scene with my killer platoon. No joke in the kid floating like a hot air balloon. Give it to you at midnight or in the early afternoon. But it really doesn't matter cause a nigga know what he doing. My core's ruining the fool, no excluding the truth. You can make something out of nothing, man, I be living proof. Hard work and dedication, rising to the occasion. Believing in yourself like this fucking nigga's amazing.
Story of a man who fought the war to end all wars. The war which would make the world safe for democracy. See it. It may change your life, change your life, change your life.
I speak Jive.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. Yeah.
Hey yo, I crush niggas. Terrorists don't trust niggas. Catch me on the track with my now just niggas. Assassinating mics, excellence, pure vigor. Abusing them from now on to New Jerusalem. Confusing them, multiple shots, I think we're losing them. Pristine, rhyme fiend, my non-clean. Hygiene, my bitch pussy smell like Mr. Lean. Setting fire to the tracks, they calling me gasoline. King of the jungle, nigga, pass me a queen. If everything is real, you're not as real as you seem. Fraudulent nigga, I scope you out with the beam. Put that dot on your head, now your brain's all on the scene. Have them looking for a mop and a quarter some Mr. Clean. Clean.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Cutty say it can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak Jai.
Oh,
he said that he is in great pain and wants to know if you can help him.
All right,
would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
I speak jive, stocks are taking a dive. Bullshit philosophies I don't describe. The animosity starts from both sides. In life, some depart and others arrive. Excuse me if I sound sleep deprived. I feel like another MC when I'm high. Rocking with John P, peace to SI. RIP to Aaliyah, Biggie, and Left Eye. From east to west side, killer bees fly. That are alive to see speak the sky. Happens worldwide, rap restoration. Your insinuation ain't intimidation. Stay in the aisle for the flight's duration. Least till we reach the final destination. Ain't got no cure for your disintegration. But flow so pure at the core of innovation. Hit the papers, lyrical illustrations. Words for the youth and lost generations. Shout out to Ruin, underground stations. Make it do what it do, so don't come around hating.
Get angry, blood. You
would
catch up and spat out of it.
Yo, talk job, they babbling, I'm rapid traveling, tackling masculine, passing the passing man when I'm blasting 10. Shots at your abdomen, you can't hurt this. Perfect genius is worthless, penis is curtains, heathen. I drop 50. Trusting you shitty, you can't flow with me. You run, you bounce like double D titties. Run my tool that impregnates, I regulate. Annihilate heavyweights that penetrate, then levitate. I devastate my ferocious verses. One line have you in atrocious hearses. OX working overtime, I'm open-minded, don't close your mind. My rhymes is like knives that blow your mind. Send two to you, through you, bruise you. Your boo-boo lose you. Guns don't fool you, they bust no love. They lust murderers and burglars, they clutch. I heard words of you, but haven't heard of you. Mics are melted, amputate your hands, you still felt it. Spread mayonnaise on your bitch ass and spit helmets. Seeing more green in the cells, they tighter than Hellkit. Signing off the black hip-hop Elvis. Yo, Ox is the hottest, we is the project. We took the product, we put your product, now look who got it. Las Vegas, the Reno, Nevada, casinos, blue chips. Hey, Eric Estrada, too quick, you bury your father. New tech, or maybe they shot you. OX, I am colossal. Coke, I sell clocks up your nostrils, nigga. I talk jive, nigga. Jive, nigga. Jive, nigga.
That honky must be messing my old lady. Got to be running cold upside down his head.
Terrorist shit.
You know what they say? See a broad to get that booty act. Lay her down or smack them, yak them. Come on, got to be. You know?
I speak Jai.
Somebody once said that the history of a country is the history of its wars. Another man said that war is stupid, wasteful, vicious, and self-defeating. And a third man said, let's put an end to war. In 1914 began the most destructive war the world has ever known. A war to end all wars. The great struggle had ended. But of one man who survived.